Blog Talk Radio.
Your podcast magazine for all things motorsports and maybe even some multi-sports. blogtalkradio.com/speedwayanywhere. Feel free to join the show. Call 917-889-2053. Get in on the shenanigans. It'll be fun. I always love people's input, of course. Feel free to join the show and email us too at speedwayanywhere@outlook.com. You leave us a message, I'll read it, I'll give you my feedback. Maybe you can give me some of yours. The inbox is checked throughout the show. We are live every Monday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's Minnesota time for those that don't know. We don't have rain delays, but we do like to take a pause, maybe go extra laps when necessary, when needed. Silly season is underway. If you don't know what that is, silly season is when the team members, drivers, etc., cars, all that start to shake up. Maybe some new teams in the field next year that haven't named a driver. Maybe guys like certain someone we'll talk about in a little while who have bounced around quite a bit. Matter of fact, it could possibly be his sixth new team in 16 years going into 2019. But yeah, silly season is underway. They're trading drivers, not on a really official basis. There's some guys that are at the end of their contracts and maybe looking to make a move to a team they think is more competitive, or maybe they'll... It comes right down to guys that, I mean, they look at the speed of a pit crew, and they had a rough half a season, full season, two seasons, based on the talent of the guys that can get them on and off pit road in a certain fashion, certain speed, and gain positions, or at least stay in the same position. Hey, let's drop the green flag. Let's go hammer down, and let's see how this last weekend at Michigan shook out. The Cup Series. Harvick took another win. He now has 7 wins. That puts him ahead of Kyle Busch, who they were tied at 6 wins each. So Harvick took the win. He did it at the very end of the race. I wasn't able to follow the race as it happened. I had to check my live leaderboard on my phone, which, you know, makes things confusing when you come to the end of it and you're seeing positions change again and again and again and again because of pit cycles. So I would have rather been watching, but I didn't have the opportunity. So Harvick took the win, and Brad Keselowski, who I thought may get the win finally with a lock on the playoffs, the chase, He ended up in second. It's really unusual for him to come this far into the season without a victory, especially without multiple victories. But that is the case right now. And with four races to go before the beginning of the chase, of course, he's still got room to put a lock on that. But he's healthy in points. He'll be fine. Keselowski finished second. Kyle Busch, as we all know, six-time winner. He's technically first in points, even though Harvick has seven. The penalties early on in the season hurt Harvick as far as actual point standing, but Harvick's seven wins versus Kyle Busch's six wins. They're in first and second, and you'll be seeing them after the beginning of the chase easily going into that final 10 races. Austin Dillon, he's back in, like, I believe 20th, 21st in points, but he had that win back at Daytona, so he was already a lock. He ain't got to worry about pointing his way into the chase. He'll be fine, at least for the first 10 races, as he's in that top 16 drivers going into it scenario. Ryan Blaney, he's also healthy in points, extremely healthy in points. He's in the top 10. So he finished fifth. All five of them are either locked into the chase or sitting great in points for a berth. Jamie McMurray and Ryan Newman, as I was watching this on my phone on the leaderboard, they almost stole a chase berth. As I was watching it, both were leading in the pit cycles. Had the caution came out again, we might have had another guy to leapfrog, Mr. Jimmy Johnson and Alex Bowman, especially Alex Bowman. Jamie McMurray and Newman, right there at the end, up there in first. Johnson and Bowman in 14th and 15th in points, but the outsider, Austin Dillon, would have pushed them back to 15th and 16th. So either one of them could have pounced on that, at least at this point. We do have a lot of races to go when you consider it versus, you know, the Truck Series that only has one. And of course, the Xfinity Series has the most races left to go before the chase begins. Fun part to the weekend, Keelan Harvick. Kevin's little boy. I know that they had probably rehearsed this a little bit. Keelan recently got something more than a go-kart to race around the driveway at the house. He got a real one. And when Keelan came out to grab the checkered flag from the starter stand and came across the victory lane out there, it was after the race. Kevin removed the passenger side window in the car so Keelan could get in. You know, there's some blah, blah going on out there about Keelan being able to sit in the car where there's no seat and hold the checkered flag out the window. The rules pretty much that, you know, if Kevin Harvick would have been doing burnouts and Keelan hanging out in the car, that'd be different. But Keelan was in there. Kevin took out the passenger side window, which, of course, is required during the race. But a driver on his cooldown lap, on his victory lane lap, he can take off his helmet. He can take off his seatbelt. There's drivers that literally do victory circles and pump their fist in the air as they go around, just barely having a leg inside to operate the clutch and the steering wheel and the accelerator. You know, that's so for Kevin to have Keelan in there, people just need to shut up. Effenheimer up about that one. Just make it fun. Come on. This is Keelan Harvick. And I don't care if it's some guy that all of a sudden ended up in a win. You know, it doesn't have to be Kevin Harvick. It can be some guy that struggled over the years and finished dead last in points. You got to allow that. That's just, it's a precious moment. It's a Kevin Harvick bobblehead with Keelan waving the checkered flag as a precious moment doll would just be really, really cool. I would love that. But yeah, Ian Keelan's been part of the NASCAR nation all along, ever since his birth, and he could walk. That kid's been dancing around in victory lane. He stayed inside of the car to avoid the spraying of the champagne, so no alcohol got in his system, as the haters want to say. Even Kyle Busch's son, I remember the Indy, you know, the Brickyard 500 win. He ran out there. He wanted to kiss the bricks. He saw the whole crew and the whole shebang and mom and dad kissing the bricks. And, you know, that you got to do that. You just do. I don't care if you're in the Cup Series. I don't care if you're in the Xfinity Series. I don't care if you're in the Truck Series. You can just be some nobody like me back in the day in, what, 97? If I would have won the race at Gasoline Alley in those 15-horse sprint carts, and if my daughter would have wanted to jump on top of that thing while I took a victory lap, that's okay. You got to do that. Anyways, I'm going to tone it down a little bit on my ideas about all the haters out there. Yeah, I did babble. Sorry. Xfinity Series. Justin Allgaier aced the road course race. He's got you know, decent amount of wins on this season, and I would just like to I just realized that I made a master editing error on the show, which has shoved me down to the last couple of minutes, but I can fix that real quick and we'll go right back on air. So yeah, Justin Allgaier at Mid-Ohio, Allgaier raced the road race, lots of cars flying off course and just spinning. Austin Cendrick took second, Daniel Hemric in third, Matt Tift in fourth, Ryan Truex. I'm going to fix the show and we'll be right back.